Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is the second series of The Gathering. Amen. We are in the last days, saints, and, you know, we really need to get it together. This is nothing to play with, I'm telling you. I spoke to you about the dangers that are out there lurking and what Satan will do to you. He wants your soul. He's after your soul, and he don't care how he get it. He don't care who is destroyed in the midst of it. What he does is he attacks the covenant person, the person that made a covenant relationship with God. And by that, not only do he get that person, but he'll destroy the whole household. And I'll give you an example. When Saul was made king and he rebelled against God, one of the things that happened was his whole household was destroyed, all but they call him Mephibosheth. David got him. That was Jonathan's son. But Saul's immediate household was killed. Even though Jonathan wasn't bad, he had to suffer for what his father did. So those that are chosen by God and have made covenant with him, there's a blessing on its way. But if you don't obey God, Satan will entrap you. He's dirty. He stinks. He's detestable. He's vile. If you see him face to face, I can see in the realm, and that's why I can tell you how he looks. He smells. He uses your five senses, your emotions, your discernment, in order to try to tear that down so that you can betray your relationship with God. I'm telling you, whatever you do, don't betray your relationship with God, because God is real. I've seen the Father, his shape, his form, but I've never seen him in person. I've talked to him. He talked to me many times when Satan tried to destroy me. Satan had me at one point in time where I was crazy as I don't know what, because of the various attacks he used on me to try to deceive me. He messed up my five senses, my discernment, my reason, my logic, my understanding, my comprehension of things, my thoughts, my emotions. He damaged damaged my conscience and really messed up my mind for quite some time. But God stepped in. I mean, Jesus stepped in, and I mean, Jesus tore him up. Jesus beat him up. And not only has Jesus beat him up concerning me, but the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of me, he'll tear Satan up about me. He told me that the gates of hell would not prevail against me and the church in reference to my ministry. So when I tell you something, I'm telling you the truth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to add blessings today for your people. Your people are hurting, and they're being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Let this be an eye-opening, amen, praise God, and a full awakening of what they must do to make themselves ready to meet you, Jesus Christ. You're coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. I bind Lucifer up today in reference to God and his people in Jesus' name. We give you praise, God, all the honor and all glory. I worship you. I love you. I thank you. I magnify you. I adore you. You're so precious. You're so precious. You know, the Bible says he's long-suffering. He would that none would perish. He don't want us to perish. The harvest time is important for the gathering. And then you literally need to know the steps of the gathering, the oil, olive oil that people use. There's a significant reason for it. The anointing is what destroys the yokes which Satan try to put on you. Then, amen, praise God, you need to know about the Hanukkah, and I spoke about that on yesterday, and the oil, amen, and the anointing, and the light, amen. The Urim, amen, represents the light, praise God, And the Turim, praise God, it represents perfection. God is making us perfect on the earth. So he said, now the harvest is ready. Amen. Jesus is soon to come. Now, I can't tell you the day nor the hour, but he's coming back. And you got to be made ready, and you're going to have the Holy Spirit. He is in this dispensation. He is working for your good, and he's also working for God. Amen. Praise God. He is that light that illuminates. The light was in Jesus, who is him, who is the anointing. Amen. Praise God. And the light is the life of man. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And our spirit, man, got to agree with God. Amen. And our souls. Amen. Because Satan want to tear that soulish realm up. And he want to tear that spirit, man, up. He get the soul here, have it so messed up you won't be able to do nothing. I've been there, saints. I've been there. He almost destroyed me. Amen. And Joshua would say, choose this day who you're going to serve. That's an everyday thing with the saints nowadays. It ain't once you choose God and gone. You got to make sure that you are on that solid rock every day. Now, praise God. Jesus said in his word, praise God, in Matthew, the 9th chapter, he said, then he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth labors unto his harvest. The Lord of the harvest is God himself, praise God. And he's calling forth people, ministers, evangelists, apostles, bishops, teachers, lay people to go out there and compel men to come into God, because he would that none should perish. He wants us to see, amen, life. And then the Bible said in the 13th chapter of Matthew, starting at the 30th verse, amen, it literally clearly let us know, let both grow together. And what he was saying, that was a harvest. Amen. Praise God. And this harvest is the harvesting of souls. This is what Jesus is talking about. Amen. And so someone came in and sowed tare in the midst of the wheat. Amen. And that someone is the devil. He sowed his tare. Amen. Praise God. He sowed his wicked seeds in the midst of us in order to corrupt the wheat. Amen, the righteous people. But he said, let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to thee, praise God. Amen. I give God the glory. I'm trying to turn this page. Amen. To the reapers, gather ye together first the tare, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat unto my barn. Amen. God is saying the wheat got to be ready. It's ready. It's been made ready. And God said the word should be preached all over the world. Amen. Praise God. Then the end time. And then the Bible say, amen. Praise God. In St. John chapter 4, amen. Praise God. Jesus was literally saying, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And every reaper, amen, receive wages for the things that they have done. So God is, he's not slack concerning his promise, nor yet is he one that, amen, is playing games. He's really real, and he's serious about this stuff down here in the earth. Satan comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. But Jesus said, I come that they might have life, and that much more abundantly. But in order for the harvest, amen, praise to take, praise God to take forth, that is a gathering. And I told you about the Urim and the Turim. Amen. Praise God. And what it represented, the oil and the olive oil. Praise God. Praise God. So I want you to listen to the finite of this in order to understand what we as the body of Christ need to do. We need to get it together, saints. Ain't no playing church no more. We've left the Holy Ghost out, and he's the most important entity in this earth realm that will serve the will of God. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus made that clear when he said he was going to prepare a place for us. Amen. So that we can come and be with him. Because I'm telling you, it's bad. And it's not going to get any worse. There are three antichrists that's coming. The Father and Son, I told you about them. And then the last one at during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. I wrote a book, The Golden Era. It will be out sometime late March or in April. Amen. You need to get hold to it because it's in a more detail of the knowledge of what's getting ready to come into the earth realm than what a lot of writers have been writing. Praise God. Now listen to the rest of this.
And the most expensive commodity back in those days was olive oil. Today, the most expensive commodity that we can have is the Holy Spirit, which is the oil, it's the olive oil, the anointing that destroys the yoke. We can't lose the anointing. Amen. And the oil was used in the sanctuary for burning the lamps. Amen. And the first was heard praise God, long time ago, praise God, when they used oil, praise God. Noah's dove broke, he literally brought back the olive branch, which signified back then that it was a token that the deluge was over and the land was dry, so that Noah and his people, amen, praise God, would go and replenish the land for the gathering of the saints. God told Noah, he said, now be fruitful and multiply. It's harvest time. It's gathering, the gathering, amen, of the saints. In the book of Exodus 25:1-37 and verse 20, it speaks about the illumination of the tabernacle that was made visible by the olive oil that was placed in the lamp. It brought light so that there was no darkness to be seen. My God. Exodus 25. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You have to have light. You have to have the Holy Spirit, saints. You have to have that illumination in order to get to the New Jerusalem. God is not going to let darkness come in. Even when the bridegroom looked for guests to come in, he invited guests to come in. And that was one that was clothed in strange apparel. That means that he didn't have the light, the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And he told him to get out, depart from him. Saints, I got to do God's work. And I'm trying to tell you, amen, praise God. It's important now more than ever for us to understand that we can't accept the mark of the beast. Amen. We can't accept the mark of Satan. We got to accept the mark of God in order to buy and sell in these last and evil days, because there's going to be an international crisis on food shortage. The economy is going to collapse. Amen. Food is going to be scarce. Amen. In America and all around. America was one of the greatest nations that should have been. Amen. Praise God. But it failed because it let God out and started allowing all kind of demons to come in and house over it. Amen. So without that, amen, we're going to be in a world of trouble. Satan is evil. He is evil. He'll capture you at his own will, and his will power will cause you to go in that dark world, that dark kingdom, and you won't come out. Amen. Not unless you have enough light in you that will cause you to fight for your life. The anointing destroys the yoke. You're going to have the Holy Spirit. This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, the time for the Holy Spirit to work. He don't mind working for you. He don't mind working for God. And yes, God is real. He don't mind helping Jesus Christ. He'll do everything he can for you. Don't let Satan rob your life. Amen. Praise God, because he's evil. He is evil. Exodus 25 is 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. And this is the you shall take of them, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat hair and ram skin dyed red and badger skins and cinnamon wood. All of the light, spices of anointing oil and of sweet incense. Amen. All literally for the light. Praise God. You got to have that oil for the light. Praise God. And that's the olive oil. That's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And I said earlier that the olive berry, amen, meant gathering, and that's what we in. We in the gathering. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. The all is the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The all holds value. Thank you, Jesus. I give God glory. I give him praise today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give God glory. And let's seek the more about the olive oil. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Offering. The Hebrews had several kinds of offerings which they presented at the temple. Some were free will offerings. Others were obligations. The first fruits, the tenth. Amen. The sin offerings were oblations. They were obligated, amen, to do these things. Praise God. The peace offering, vows, amen, offerings of wine, all bread, salt, and other things. The peace offering that they made was literally to have peace, amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the other things that they had made for the temple, amen, the ministers of the Lord, were offerings of devotion. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Hebrew called offerings in general korban, but the offerings of bread, salt, fruit, and liquids, and wine and oil presented to the temple was called minta. Sacrifices are not properly offering. Amen. Praise God. They are not properly offerings. Amen. Nor are they generally included under this name. Offerings of grain, meal, bread, cake, fruits, wine, salt, oil were common in the temple. Sometimes these offerings were alone. Sometimes they are accompanied by the sacrifice. Honey was never offered with sacrifice, but it might be presented alone as first fruits. There were five sorts of offerings called minta or korban minta. And that's, thank you, Jesus. Fine flour or meal, cake, several sorts, baked in the oven, cakes baked on a plate. Another sort of cake baked on a plate with holes in it, the first fruits of the new corn, which were offered either pure and without mixture, roasted and parched in the earth. Amen. Praise God. In its ears, really. Amen. Praise God. They were parched in earthen vessels. Praise God. Or out of the ears. Praise God. They were parched as corn. The cake was kneaded with olive oil, fried in a pan, only dipped in oil after they were baked. The bread offered to the altar, amen, was without leaven, for leaven was never offered on the altar, nor with the sacrifices. But they might make present of common bread, literally to present it to the priest. Amen, and the ministers of the temple. These offerings were appointed in favor of the poor who could not afford to bring sacrifices of the charges that was made to bring sacrifices of animals. They couldn't afford to pay for it. Those also who had offerings, living victims were not excluded from giving meal. Amen. Praise God. Wine and salt, which were to accompany the great sacrifice. Those who were, amen, praise God, a part of this, amen, that the Jewish people did, they would bring these offerings, and the priest would literally, amen, tell them what to do and how to perform these various, amen, duties. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Amen. Amen, praise God. The offering of fruits of the earth, of bread and wine and oil and salt, amen, are the most ancient of all that are known. And that's in Genesis 3 and 4. When Cain offered to the Lord fruits of the earth, the first fruits of his labor, amen, he didn't do it that way. Abel offered the firstling of his flock, amen, and God accepted it. And Cain slew Abel out of jealousy. But the oil is what I'm talking about. It's the gathering. It's the festive of light. Amen. You're going to have the oil, and it illuminates. You're going to have it on the inside of your vessel. Praise God. Like the oil was put on the inside of the lamp in order to keep the lamp burning so that the inward man could, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Those people could see, amen, the five wise virgins could see their way. But the inward man have to see into this dark world, amen, praise God, in order to make it, because the tricks and traps of the devil. The Hebrew commonly anointed themselves with oil. They anointed also their kings and the high priests to see anointing, amen, praise God. Isaiah, amen, called an immersed vineyard that was fruitful and fat, a horn, the son of oil. He says that God would destroy the yoke of the Israelites, amen, by the quantity, amen, of oil that he would pour on them. That's why it's good to ask for a double potion. That's why it's good to ask for a triple potion in these last and evil days, because right now, Satan is working so hard that a double potion is good, but if you can get a triple potion, amen, it's even better. He would take up all that he would pour that on, amen. He would take it of all the things that was needed, amen, to anoint the people, amen, praise God. And it was literally to help them with, amen, praise God. Applying it for the high priest, Joshua, amen, and various other people that had to receive this oil, amen, in order to carry out the will of God. Aaron had to receive it. Joshua had to be anointed by Moses, praise God. And so the oil was needed, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The oil of gladness, we have that, and we're supposed to have it, was the perfume oil with which the Hebrews anointed themselves one day of rejoicing and festivity. Moses says that God made his people suck oil and honey out of the rock, and that it is that it was in the midst of a dreary, amen, desert. He abundantly provided them with all things, not only for necessity, but was agreeable for their livelihood. The olive tree shall fail to bring forth fruit if we don't work the olives, if we don't go out and help the people, if we don't work with the olive tree, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the oil is needed, amen. It represents the anointing, and you're going to have the anointing, amen, praise God, in order to overthrow the will of Satan. Praise God. The anointing is what destroys the yoke. It's what is the light that illuminates. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To us to see in a dark world. Moses carried that light for God. Praise God. Noah carried that light. Joshua carried that light. Aaron, amen. Praise God. And the Levitical priesthood carried that light. Amen. King David carried that light. Jesus carried that light. Amen. Praise God. And I spoke about it earlier. Now, because it's harvest time, we understand that when the high priest Aaron was appointed to be the priest, God gave Moses specific instructions on how to make his robe with the ephod on it and the various things that was needed in order for the light to be there and in order for the glory of God to be seen there. Amen. And in order for, amen, praise God, God's people to be saved, because without the light, amen, people live in a dark world and they're serving Satan. So we look at the Urim and the Thummim. Amen. Praise God. The Urim and the Thummim was placed on the ephod of the breastplate where the 12 stones represented the 12 tribes. The high priest was the one that wore the breastplate. They were placed with the stones so that the 12 tribes could have light. Each one of the tribes had to have the light of God. That's why God speaks about them in Revelation chapter 7 about how many people of the tribe of Dan won't be there. Amen. Praise God. But the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Joseph and the tribe of Issachar and the tribe of Levi and the tribe of Zebulun and all the tribes, the tribe of Manasseh and all of those tribes, how they would be illuminated with this light. Amen. Praise God. Today we have the same light that was in Jesus Christ, which was given by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that light that shines in the dark world. He is that illumination of the lamp that carried it all for the five wise virgins. They signify light and perfection. Urim signifies light. Thummim signifies perfection. The Hanukkah is the festive of light for the end time gathering. That's the gathering. Praise God. Exodus 28:30, Numbers 27:21, Leviticus 8:8, Judges 1:1-20, 18-28, 1 Samuel 23:9, 11-30, and 7 and 8, Deuteronomy 33:8, John 1:4-9-17, and Colossians 2:2-3. And I will read these a little bit later on, praise God. There were no more high priests to wear the priest robe and the ephod, and the people would get the ephod, amen, and wear it in order to hear from God. When the Levitical priesthood had failed, Moses did not write about another priesthood coming up. Amen. Had he had wrote about it, Satan would have tried to fight Jesus in a more profound way. Moses wrote some things that gave some information, amen, but it was not enough for, amen, Satan to comprehend, because he's ignorant anyway. He's stupid. He's literally deformed. Thought would tell you how stupid he is and how wicked and low down he is and how he'll never defeat God. He thought himself of wanting to be like the Most High God and elevating himself, and God literally threw him down, man, from heaven into the earth realm. And he took a third of the angels, and they stupid, they retarded, they stank, they deformed. When you see them, you'll see. You'll get with God. Amen. Praise God. And y'all look down upon that thing, you're going to see, was that the thing that tried to destroy the people and the world and the will of God? And you'll find out that he wasn't nothing. He's a wimp. He's a wimp. And the ephod, amen, praise God, they would get that ephod and they would wear that ephod, because the ephod, amen, was what a Urim and the Thummim was. Amen. And they needed
I will resume this tomorrow. God bless.